रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 29. वामना एंड बलि. द रेसिटेशन स्टार्ट्स नाउ. And to him who desired to acquaint himself with the story of that grove, as if he were no wiser than any one of us, replied Vishwamitra with boundless spiritual might. Here it was that Vishnu, the Lord of the universe, abode invisible for ages untold, engaged in long and difficult tapas for the good of the worlds, and as Vamana, he sanctified it with his divine presence. Siddhashrama, it is called. For even here the Blessed One accomplished the object of his tapasya. It was about that time that Bali, the son of Virochana, routed the celestial hosts and held undisputed sway over the three worlds. He commenced a grand sacrificial rite when Agni and the other gods came to Vishnu here and said, Bali, the son of Virochana, is even now performing a grand sacrifice, and before it is over, you should see that we accomplished our object. He makes it a point to refuse nothing to anyone who may ask him for it. It matters not who or what. For our sake, call in thy inscrutable power of illusion to thy aid. Assume the form of a dwarf, seek the sovereignty of three worlds at his hands as a gift, and bring peace and happiness to the tortured hearts of us all. It chanced that about the same time, Kashyapa, the patriarch, and his wife Aditi carried a long and severe course of austerities and won the grace of the Lord. Even as a noonday sun or like the blazing fire shone he in his spiritual glory. Vishnu came down to where he was and spoke to him in sweet and kindly accents. Son, mightily pleased I am with your tapasya. Ask of me what thou wilt and it is yours. With noble hymns did Kashyapa praise the giver of all good, O Supreme One. My long and difficult vow has indeed borne fruit, in that I have been blessed with the sight of thy blessed presence. Thou art tapas in thy essence. Thou art the embodiment of tapas. Thou art the sum total of all tapas, and thou art the innermost soul of every kind of tapas. The whole universe do I see in thy resplendent form. Thou hast no beginning, and thy nature is beyond the ken of any man or god. O Lord, I take refuge in thee and thy boundless mercy. And to him replied the Lord, Again do I say unto you that you have won my grace. You are pure as purity itself, and I can refuse you nothing. Then the son of Marichi, that is Kashyapa, submitted unto him a prayer in all humility. O great one, grant thou this boon unto Aditi and unto the gods who pray it of thee. Deign thou to be born as our son, and let the world know thee as a younger brother of Indra, whom thou hast placed over the gods. Render thou a signal service thereby to the distressed Devas. And this holy spot shall, through thy grace, deserve the name Siddhashrama, for thou goest forth from this spot when thy object has been accomplished. Be it so, rejoined the Lord, and was born of Aditi as Vamana. Intent upon the good of the worlds, did he approach Bali as a dwarf and say, Great giver, grant me this prayer of mine, 3 short feet of earth. And he got it. Thrice did he put forth his mighty foot, and the three worlds were covered with it. Bali was shorn of his overwhelming pride and might, and Vamana gave back the sovereignty of the worlds to Indra. This hermitage is ever associated with the presence of the Lord, and ever my heart turns to it with unbounded devotion to him. Here do the Rakshasas resort, the untiring enemies of the peaceful sages and their sacrifices, and here it is you should lay them low, the evil ones. This day shall we reach it, the holy Siddhashrama, and it is yours as much as it is mine. Very soon they were within its sacred precincts, and then it was that Vishwamitra shone in all his glory, even as a cloudless moon resplendent in the constellation of Punarvasu. There he was welcomed by numerous ascetics of saintly life that made Siddhashrama their home. Right reverently did they accord unto him due worship, and no less hearty was the welcome they extended to the princely pair of Rama and Lakshmana. The brothers rested themselves for a while, and approaching their master said, "Lord, if thou so wilt, thou mayst take upon thyself a sacrificial vow even today." Rightly has this place been named Siddhashrama, for thy object shall of a truth be realized here. May your words prove true, replied Vishwamitra, and with restrained senses and concentrated mind did he take upon himself the initiatory vows. In that peaceful hermitage, the princess passed the night in the sweet company of the holy sages. At the dawn of day, they were up and offering the prayers to the goddess of twilight. Their religious observances for the morning over, and the mystical recitations of their mantras, they touched the feet of their teacher, who, having finished their offerings unto the fire god, was seated in calm repose. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.